This is Alexandra Teague reading The People at the Bottom of the Lake Write Up. We were convinced by the man who said, "Think of how beautiful the fish will be, like stars rippled into daylight constellations, how beautiful the stars will be when they appear to be swimming." Or we saw the Hubble telescope's cosmic gemstones sent back from the future, and read the scientists who said, "It is good for the mind to feel small inside vastness." Think of the water as a galaxy, a word that came from milk, pouring closer. Think of the stars strung like lures on invisible string with strange blue feathers. The scientists say we forget who we really are inside our walls. We need the water to rearrange us. We were trying to give our bodies like ripples to what came for us. Someone like the Piper of Hamelin who promised our children, "Forgive us," the music of motorboats. We sent them swimming after him. We sent them their lunchboxes, dented as meteors. Or we read about a sky blue plate that was all a king would eat from. No one could say why the glaze turned out that way. The ceramicists tried everything. In the legend, the answer is a riddle of bird bones. The answer, a ceramicist despairs and throws himself into the flames. We were trying to recreate an accident of beauty. We were trying to eat from the color of what could be. No one told us water is heavier than everything. It is a peacock with 100,000 eyes and wings. We were convinced by the man who said we'd fish upside down and hook the soft white-bellied stars, their skittish flickering. How could we know we'd drown in what we were?